27 before the hour. Tom, Sybil, and Jay are standing by. They want to get at you next so you can hear from them from the 2015 Fantastic Voyage Cruise presented by Ford. But right now, you know, it's tax time, and it's time for our financial contributor. Melody Hobson has joined us on the show. Good morning to you, Melody.
Good morning, Skip.
Well, it is tax day Wednesday.
Wednesday, April 15th, tax day. How do we forget? Everyone knows it. It stresses people out, causes them anxiety, and I just want to take a few minutes to talk about some of the things you should remember, especially if you haven't filed yet or you're not sure how you're going to pay if you owe taxes.
Wow, and you mentioned something, too, about paying. What do you need to know if you can't pay?
Okay, so even if you can't pay, here's the most important thing. You still need to file. That's if you owe money. Now, you can file for an extension. Anyone can do that. You can still submit the paperwork, which is due on April 15th. Mm-hmm. You fill out IRS form 4868, which is for the extension. I know they come up with these numbers for form. 4868, which will allow you to get another 6 months to finish your taxes, but you still have to pay. And if you don't pay, you pay what's called a failure to file penalty, which is usually 5% of your unpaid taxes for every month you're late, up to 25% of your bill. Ooh. So it can be a pretty hefty number.
Okay, okay.
Now, here's the caveat, though, which is really important. If you're owed a refund, you won't be penalized if you don't file. However, you won't get your refund until you do.
But, okay, so you do file, but still, you don't have the money. What do you do then?
Okay, so if you can't pay, one of the first things you can start doing is pay as much as you can afford. Still file, but pay what you have. So that's one thing you can do. You can also request a short extension on how much you owe for 60 to 120 days. Let's say you're just a little bit short. You give what you have, but you say I need a little bit of time, a bridge loan, if you will. Mm-hmm. You'll be charged some penalties and interest, but they will be much lower than that failure to file penalty that I told you about. Now, if you can't come up with the amount you owe in under 4 months, the IRS can give you an installment plan.
Wow, okay.
So they give you up to 3 years to pay.
Well, that is good information. That's very good to know there, Melody. And I thank you so much for joining us on Money Monday. It's your day. Have a great remainder of the day, too, Melody. Thank you much.